What we're going to do here, let me make sure I'm doing it right. I'll introduce the team. We got a couple team members in here. We'll talk about the goals and how we approach this, findings, and then really, because we want to be applied, how we use those findings to drive our strategic car in Indiana. And we'll explain that for a second. So our team, let me make sure here we're moving ahead. How do we do this? There we go. It's just a little slow.
Yep.
So I'll introduce Jerry King, who's our who's in this room right now. Jerry is the head of the Indiana Public Health Association, and that's local and state partners across Indiana that are engaged in public health, including students, for example, myself, Dr. Priscilla Barnes, who's not with us today, Lindsay Deggy, who is going for her doctoral degree shortly and doing an internship with FAB this spring, so we're really excited about that from IU. Dr. Paul Halverson, who is the dean of our other School of Public Health in Indiana. Fairbanks joined us. And Haley Polmansky, who was with us at the time that we did the study with IU, and now she's at Rollins. We have no conflicts of interest or anything to declare funding-wise. Probably important thing to just say first off is that Indiana is a state where we don't have good public health investment. Okay, you can see the data here. We're coming in last for a couple key indicators, and we're 37th for our own public health, state public health investment. The other thing that you should know is you can kind of see our health rankings here and indicators that we watch. It's not enough to say that Indiana is half rural and half urban, right? It's better to take a look at the rurality of our state. And we measure rurality by thinking about population density, distance from metropolitan area, for example. And urbanization of areas. And so that should give you a sense from the local health department context, just the variation in Indiana for our practice community. Little truth in advertising here, and this is MacGyver up here for those who are too young to remember that. This whole project was MacGyver because it really wasn't supposed to be a study of accreditation. We kind of were talking, Jerry and I, about what was happening. We had an upcoming summit about accreditation, and Jerry said, oh, I'm going to do a survey of local health departments to find out what they wanted. And I said, hey, how do we know where they are? Well, no. Well, maybe we should find out. Let's ask a few more questions. So we basically put it all together in a short survey that we promised would take less than 15 minutes. So if you're a practitioner in here, you're going, yeah, that's really great. And if you're a researcher in here, you're probably going, no, that's really bad. But so we really essentially wanted to identify just two things. You know, what are they doing to pursue? Are they interested, our local health partners, are they interested in pursuing accreditation? Are they pursuing it, and kind of where are they? Right? And then could we at the same time figure out a way to stage their process, their progress, so that over time we would see how we're moving through the progress toward accreditation? So bigger strategic agenda here was that we wanted to increase the interest in accreditation by local health departments, and also our state agency partners. We wanted to increase the investment in our policy-enabling environment. So we wanted people to buy into this as well. So that's the larger strategic agenda. Here's what we were asking, essentially. So are they intending to seek it? If not, why not? Where are they in this process? What are some of their issues and needs? We also asked some summit questions. We're going to have a summit. What are you interested in knowing? What do you want to share? And then because the NACHO 13 data hadn't been out yet, we were trying to see whether we could match the 10 data in whatever subset of health departments had talked with us to see is there something that they did in 2010 that we're actually seeing might have impacted or related to some 2013 behavior that we saw for accreditation. So we did an online survey from June to November. That's a long period of time, but thanks to Lindsay Deggy, we had a really high response rate, which was great. We collected county characteristics and, as I say, accreditation, intention, and so on, and then we did this match with some secondary data. We also took a look at the FAB framework, and I'll talk a little bit about that in a second. These, Sherry, with you, are county characteristics that we were interested in matching. Not everybody's the same, so would we see some differences in intent and pursuit and staging? And then the two elements that we matched from the NACHO data set had to do with whether they were talking about accreditation, and we computed a score. Did they talk a lot about accreditation, and those who talked in 2010, did they tend to actually pursue, and were they further along? And we also took a look at and computed this accreditation activity. Were they doing a lot of the things that we would measure associated with accreditation
And did that matter? So these were the things we were thinking initially we would do. Okay, so a couple things to note. We used the FAB steps to help us think about a framework for accreditation. So as we were really just asking, hey, what are you doing? We were then saying, okay, are they pursuing it? No, they're not pursuing it. Are they taking initial steps toward accreditation? Are they in the prerequisite stage? So think CHA-CHIP and strategic plan. Are they doing some organizational assessment, and are they at the application stage? Think about this not being so linear, but this is the way we were thinking about it last year. All right, bottom line, had a great response rate, best one for the Indiana Primary Health Public Health Association in the first place, which was really great, so we knew we had good, we could in fact do some surveying. 54 of the health departments actually participated in the NHO 10 profile, so we could at least do a match in some and use that data because it's really, really helpful. The sample itself represented our health departments. What we learned in this low investment state, which incidentally we were part of an early learning collaborative, but that was where the money stops. There was a little bit of pieces of investments around the state for accreditation, but I wouldn't say there was anything systemic. In this case, still, we had a really good size, a good number of health departments that were pursuing accreditation. So 42 of our local health departments, 42 of our 93 were pursuing accreditation, so that was really great. So we could say almost half or a little over half were really moving in this direction. So 59% of our sample, or just under half if we assumed everybody else said no, were pursuing accreditation. And that's important when you're talking about articulating progress and articulating where we are around accreditation in Indiana. Most of us were at a prerequisite stage or initial stages, so we knew we weren't too far. One was actually at application stage, and so that was really great. And we asked our respondents to tell us, hey, when do you think you're going to go for it? When do you think you're going to step in and apply? And they gave us a sense of where they thought they were. Okay, this map. Everybody in green is reported to us that they were pursuing accreditation, so you can kind of see the distribution. The only two that I added were from the 2013 NHO data, and I'm showing you a map that we use in the policy process, not the one we reported with our initial data, because that wouldn't have Elkhart and Warwick. And then what you can see here, as we staged them, our printing didn't quite come out right, but the ones with the dark black are the ones that said no, that everybody else in the white didn't answer the survey. Green are at initial staging. The light purple are at prerequisite stage, and then the one county is at application stage. So you can start to see the distribution of where our counties were. Now, a couple observations here. So we tried to stage to get a sense of where folks were in the process. This was helpful, but as we really took a look at the findings, we thought, you know, this isn't linear exactly. So perhaps we need to be looking at it in a different way. So as we now are checking in again with a new survey among our health departments to see, hey, a little over a year later, where are you guys? We're actually much more precise in using the FAB categories. So this is a shot of our survey now, today, that's actually being fielded as we speak. And so our health department colleagues who will answer the survey will actually be able to tell us where they are with respect to these categories. If it wasn't completed, they're currently preparing, they're initiating, they completed. And so we'll get a really good sense of where they are in the process. Now, important for this, we took the information and translated it for use, for practice use and for policy use. So what you see are two examples of products that then became part of our use in the community. One was a research brief, the other was a policy brief. Lindsay and her colleagues were part of my public policy and politics class, and I had them develop as a service project the policy brief. So they learned how to do that, and the public health community then had something that they could use at state level. We then did them at local level with a workshop and invited our colleagues from the local health departments to steal from Jerry and create their own policy brief. A couple things to note here. Our strategic policy goals for it should say 2014 instead of 2104. We essentially want to solidify statewide support for half of the local health departments reaching application stage by 2017. So what we had basically done is we took this one snapshot of a survey, and we had an administrative policy agenda, met with the State Department of Health director, took the data, Jerry, two deans of schools of public health, and met and talked about what this might mean for accreditation. And we basically said, hey, join us
in committing to a goal that 50% of our health departments will reach the application stage in 3 years, right? So this is really our strategic goal as we move forward. Can we get our collective public health community to buy into this, and what would it look like? Finally, it is also around advocating for accreditation investment within really at state level and local level, and that's a lot harder than one might think because it's not even on our legislative agenda, okay? The takeaways for you guys, and I hope I'm okay on time, just the last slide. Many roads lead to Rome, and what I want you to appreciate about this is we took what wasn't even supposed to be a research project on accreditation, and we could gather data pretty easily about where the local health departments were relative to accreditation. So it doesn't have to be that hard, but you also have a couple of extant data sets in NACHO profile that will give you a picture if you can't grab a new survey with local health departments. You also have your own infrastructure surveys as well, or you could do some rapid surveying as we have done. And then my recommendation to you is put this information to work immediately. If you can articulate it in a practice brief so your colleagues buy in, that was for our local health department partners. Hey guys, here's what we did with the information you took time to tell us about. And here it is, and this is where we are, and here's this map. So that has impact. But the policy brief could be used then in communication with commissioners, hospital partners, legislators, state administrators, okay? So that's where we are. Lots of things we can share with you. Feel free to communicate with us. Glad to do it. And I'll take questions at the end of the session. Thanks so much.